Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For the third year in a row, we're off to Saratoga Springs for the Belmont Stakes. It'll be back in Belmont Park next year. We got Gene Menitz, Jeff Hockman to break it all down. And gentlemen, before we talk about anything, I just feel like we should talk about the horses and get your thoughts on all of the top ones, if you will. Renegade Gene is about a 2-to-1 betting favorite, unless those odds have changed in the last few minutes here. I want to get your thoughts on Renegade, second at the Kentucky Derby. And he's such a short favorite. I just wonder, from a betting strategy standpoint, how do you deal with Renegade? And more importantly, do you think he's deserving of this number?
Well, actually, that number has gone down quite a bit. It's still early in the wagering for the Belmont Stakes, but the last I saw, he was 4-to-5 in the early wagering for tomorrow's race. And that is way too costly for me. Listen, I know what happened in the Kentucky Derby. Everybody saw what happened out of the starting gate. He was bumped, slammed almost sideways, still recovered and nearly won the race, losing only by a neck to Golden Tempo. But you can actually make the case that the trouble at the start of the race benefited him, because that way he wasn't actually dragged into the pace meltdown that the other horses in front of him were. He was 16th early, way at the back of the pack. Golden Tempo was behind him, and he came with his patented late run to finish second. Could he have won the race without that trouble? Perhaps, possibly. I think it's actually pretty likely. But I tell you what, people are betting the race, the Belmont Stakes, as if it has already been run. Being knocked down to 4-to-5, to me, that's too rich to play Renegade for tomorrow.
Jeff Hockman, your thoughts here. It does feel a little rich.
Yeah, I mean, that's a major underlay right now. I mean, he is the deserving morning line favorite. 2 wins, 3 places, and 1 show from 6 starts. Look, he's earned over $2 million, right? But as Gene mentioned, you know, in the Derby, he was compromised drawing the rail, getting heavily bumped down the stretch before that clubhouse turn. He got shuffled back to a dozen lengths of the pace before unleashing that wide, powerful rally to miss by only a neck to Golden Tempo. His closing running style places him at somewhat of a tactical disadvantage, but I would expect Irad Ortiz Jr. to keep him closer to the pace in this race. I have him pegged for second place, and he's a must-use in the exotics. And, you know, he's going to take a lot of money, as we see right now, 4-to-5. That's a major underlay, and we're getting better odds on some of the other contenders, that's for sure. So I'll be using him in my exotics, but he is not my top pick to win.
Well, let's talk about some of the other contenders, Jeff, because next on the board here, and these odds are ever changing, is Chief Wallaby. Talk to me about him in terms of his potential, or maybe some betting strategy with that horse.
Look, he's 7-to-1 right now on the live odds. And let me tell you something. If he's 7-to-1 at post time, I want you to call your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your aunts, your uncles, your best friends, your acquaintances, and tell them to get down on this horse. Because there's no way on God's green earth he should be 7-to-1. And I think Gene agrees with me on that one. Look, despite being badly impeded in the stretch of the Derby, he still managed to rally fourth, right? He owns both the highest class rating and the fastest equibase speed figure in this field. His recent Saratoga workouts have been eye-catching. He had a bullet workout on May 23rd, and I think it's his best morning workout of any race he has been entered in so far. Horses that can handle the Saratoga training track often translate that success to the main track. So, and look, we have to mention there's a 60% chance of afternoon thunderstorms. So if there's a wet track, it would only boost his chances, as he's a son of Constitution and his offspring cash at nearly a 20% win rate in these conditions. So I like Chief Wallaby quite a bit, and you'll hear more about it when we get to our best bets.
Nice teaser there, Jeff Hockman. Gene, don't be shy if you disagree here.
No, I think it's pretty scary that Jeff and I see the race exactly the same way. Look, Chief Wallaby was only 3¾ lengths from that early pace in the Kentucky Derby, which ended up being a pace meltdown. For comparison, Golden Tempo was 17 lengths off that pace, and Renegade, who finished second, was 12 lengths off that pace. Yet, Chief Wallaby still finished fourth, and after the bumping that Jeff mentioned in the stretch, he still went on, fought on to finish fourth. The top three finishers were last, third to last, and fourth to last in the early going that race. I think the much more beneficial pace in the Belmont Stakes, which really doesn't feature any speed horses at all, will be to Chief Wallaby's benefit. I can actually see him getting a nice stalking trip right behind the early speed, perhaps Power Shift. And when the horses turn for home, he should be right there, very prominent down the stretch.
I mean, it's also for the casual horse fan, or excuse me, racing fan that is just wants to throw in a bet. You know, sometimes, you know, guilty, they'd like to pick the fun name. And then Chief Wallaby is certainly the fun name, especially if the odds are drifting. But that casual observer that wants in on the Belmont or anything in the Triple Crown is also going to see that Golden Tempo won the Kentucky Derby, and he's like third down the board here. So, Gene, I ask you, why are we not as, or, you know, to the casual racing fan, like, let's just call myself that, how come Golden Tempo isn't up there with Chief Wallaby and Renegade in terms of potential to win here?
Yeah, I feel like the Grinch who stole Christmas here by saying that you need to fade the Kentucky Derby winner. But in reality, that's what you need to do. Professional horse players salivate over fading horses like this. There are two main reasons why we need to fade Golden Tempo: the pace of the Kentucky Derby and the odds. First, like I mentioned with Chief Wallaby, the pace in the Kentucky Derby was a meltdown, and Golden Tempo was last early. He was the biggest beneficiary of that pace meltdown, pace collapse in Louisville 5 weeks ago, and he's not going to get that same setup on Saturday with virtually zero speed horses in the race. Also, because of the Derby win and because of trainer Cherie DeVoe becoming the first woman to train a Kentucky Derby, he is the hot horse, right? He is the national storyline, and casual bettors are attracted to storylines, which Golden Tempo will be tomorrow. He was 9-2 on the morning line. I wouldn't be surprised to see him shorter than that and possibly even the second choice tomorrow, which is very hard to swallow considering he was 23-1 5 weeks ago.
Jeff Hockman, your thoughts on Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo?
Yeah, I agree with everything that Gene said. And let's be honest, he got the perfect setup in the Derby after a very, very fast pace. He's just not going to get that same setup. It's just not going to happen. And without early fractions at Saratoga's tighter track, Golden Tempo will struggle to close like he did at Churchill Downs. You know, and as expected in the smaller field, you're going to get odds that, you know, what, he was 23-1 in the Kentucky Derby, and I think his live odds right now is 6-1. I left him out of my exact box, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he came in like fourth, maybe third. But yeah, I'm totally fading Golden Tempo in this race.
Now, we are going to get to our best bets and more picks, talk about some long shots. But I just real quick, Jeff, I want to address Commandment. I saw a Commandment emerging market at least had similar odds. Again, odds are ever changing as we lead up to Saturday at around, 7 o'clock would be post time. Jeff, anything on Commandment in terms of your thoughts, betting strategies?
Yeah, he's in my exacta box for sure. I have him pegged for fourth place. Look, he broke slowly and he got bumped pretty good. He had to go 5-6 wide and ultimately finished seventh in the Derby. All things considered, he didn't run too poorly. You know, prior to his troubled run at Churchill, he put together a 4-race winning streak that included wins in the Grade 1 Florida Derby and the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth Stakes. He defeated Chief Wallaby in both those races. So he's got a lot of talent, right? I mean, you know, and he gets Johnny V. It's his fourth different jockey in four races. that's not ideal, but Johnny V is a Hall of Fame jockey for a reason. And I'll definitely be using him underneath. And it wouldn't surprise me if he pulled off the win, that's for sure.
Gene, thoughts on Commandment?
You know, in the Kentucky Derby, he was ridden by Luis Saez for the first time. And Saez is a very aggressive jockey who likes to be more forwardly placed. I don't think that that was a great fit for Commandment, who's kind of a mid-pack horse and comes with his late run. So Saez, if you rewatch the race, after about a half mile, Commandment kind of makes this big middle move into that hot pace, and predictably he didn't have that kind of patented late kick that he had shown down in Florida. Now for the Belmont Stakes, Saez is off and Hall of Famer John Velasquez is on. I think he's a little bit of a better fit for Commandment, a better judge of pace, so I wouldn't be surprised to see Commandment run much better than he did in Louisville.
All right. Commandment, we're going to have our eyes on him. We're going to have our eyes on Long Shots as well, Jeff Hockman and Gene Menez. That's actually what's coming up next. We're going to have our best bets just later in the show, but we want to address some Long Shots next with Gene and Jeff. So stick with us right here on The Early Edge.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
We're back on The Early Edge, and before we get to our Belmont best bets with Gene Menez and Jeff Hockman, let's address some of the long shots. Again, I don't know, and you guys can tell me, maybe this isn't the race to try to nail a long shot, but how about some long shots that we at least have in mind to win or to put in our exactas and our boxes and things of that nature? Gene, talk to me about Power Shift.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to get 23-1 like you did on Golden Tempo in the Kentucky Derby, but the Belmont does offer an opportunity to play a long shot in Power Shift, trained by Todd Pletcher and ridden by Luis Saez. Power Shift made his debut just in January, and he was outdueled by Emerging Market, who's one of the favorites in this race, in Tampa. Now, Power Shift came back a little too soon, ended up finishing, I believe it was sixth in the Tampa Bay Derby, didn't run well. However, he did win his next race on the Kentucky Derby Day undercard. Won that kind of going away, and that prompted the connections to decide to go ahead and try the Belmont Stakes. Now, for the tomorrow's race, he actually holds a tactical edge because he is the horse with the best early pace figures. So from the number two post, he is very likely going to be out in front early on a soft, moderate pace with very few stalkers or pressers right behind him. You know, the track at Saratoga, at least so far through the first 2 days, has been very friendly to speed horses and horses on the inside, which is exactly where Power Shift will be tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised to see this fast, lightly raced, and improving horse take this field a long way tomorrow.
Jeff, you agree with Power Shift, and you have another horse to add or another long shot to add to the mix.
Look, there's high expectations on Power Shift. He was purchased for $500,000 by Rapoli Stable. Now, my problem with Power Shift is both of his wins and best speed figures have come when racing on Lasix. If you look at his one race without Lasix, it was a loss and his slowest speed figure. So I wouldn't be surprised if he shows up here and, you know, maybe hits the board. But the one other 12-1 long shot that I like is the 6, Growth Equities. 12-1 in the morning line. I don't think you're going to get that. Maybe 10-1. He's a NyQuest bred colt. He's intriguing to me. Improving speed figures in 4 career races. He's a late blooming colt. He debuted in late March. That was his 3rd attempt. He entered the Grade 3 Peter Pan at Aqueduct as a relatively unproven commodity, but he showed professional maturity excuse me, to defeat a five-horse field in the stretch at a mile and an eighth. He possesses a tracking style that can afford him a tactical advantage, but the physical demands of a grade one represent an immense class test. He may not be mature enough to pass this yet. However, if you're seeking a value play, he is my preferred long shot, and I would sprinkle a bet across the board, as you like to say, Sia, sprinkle. And one other thing, he doesn't need the lead to win, unlike Power Shift. So he's very intriguing to me at 12-1 on the morning line.
Gentlemen, one follow-up question here with these long shots, because you know we've got a nine-horse field here, and we do have some horses that we talked about earlier that are, you know, I shouldn't say very likely to win, but up there on the odds board for a reason. But when you look at betting this race, Gene, just from a philosophical betting standpoint, these long shots that we liked, whether it be Power Shift or Growth Equity or anybody else, are you typically putting them in your exactas, in your trifectas, or are you actually, do you tend to bet them outright?
It depends on how much I like them. If I like them to win, then I'll probably play them. Definitely to win, and maybe even across the board or to win in place, especially if there are big double-digit long shot, because I would hate to bet a 20-1 shot to win and he finishes second and then you're left holding an empty bag. Another way to play it would also be to key that long shot at the bottom of a exacta or a trifecta with some other logical horses. And that way, if that horse runs second or third and you were able to complete the exacta and the tri, then you could be looking at a pretty good payout.
All right, I absolutely love that. And speaking of pretty good payouts, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, it's the actual best bets from Gene Menez and Jeff Hockman. Who's going to win? What's the trifecta? How are we betting it? We got exacta boxes. We got trifectas. We got winners for the Belmont Stakes coming up next on The Early Edge. It's time for our Belmont best bets right here on The Early Edge with Gene and Jeff. And Jeff, I'm going to start with you. We've got an exacta. We've got a trifecta to talk about. Let's just talk about a winner, though. Jeff Hockman, lead me off. We had a lot of talk about Chief Wallaby earlier in the show.
Yes, see, I love Chief Wallaby on Saturday. I can't help myself. I actually like him win in place. Now, look, if he's 7-1 on the morning line, just bet him across the board, right? We all know the pedigree, class, and speed are all there, but it's the mental aspect that has cost him better placings. As previously mentioned, his late pace speed figures remain elite, and I believe he's sitting on a big race. Now, key angle for me. Second time blinkers, which really helps elite horses perform at their best. Now, this will be his fifth career start. He's looking to break through. I will mention Renegade won the Florida Derby in his fifth career start.
Gene, anything to follow up there? Because you also like Chief Wallaby.
I like Chief Wallaby. He's my top pick. It's kind of scary that Jeff and I see this the same way. I mean, maybe you should probably go bet Golden Tempo now since we agree. One thing to add about Chief is that Mike Welsh of the Daily Racing Form, who has seen Chief Wallaby train all winter, says that he's training great at Saratoga. So he's coming to the race the right way. Especially at 7-1, he is the pick for me.
All right, we've got an exact and a trifecta to do. And Jeff, we're going to start with you. We'll toggle right back to you for your exacta box. What is it?
All right, so we're going to do an exacta box. Obviously, number three with number four, Renegade, who we talked about a lot. Look, he's never run a bad race. He's always finished in the money, and he's never lost two consecutive races. That's very impressive to me. So we're going to include Renegade. My next horse is going to be number seven, Commandment, who we did talk about a little bit. Look, he had a rough 5-6 wide trip. So that slow break led to a disappointing seventh place finish. He's won four in a row, including the Grade One Florida Derby and the Grade Two Fountain of Youth, as I previously mentioned. He's got Johnny V aboard. I think he's going to run a really big race. And then my fourth horse is going to be Emerging Market, 6-1. Flavian Pratt and Chad Brown, that's a combo you want to back, especially in the money-wise. Look, his Thoroughgraph form has peaked at an impressive low single digit, -2. He matches the speed figures of the other top contenders, and you're going to get better odds. So we have to include emerging markets. So my exact is going to be 3 with the 4, with the 7, and with the 8.
Gene, we've got some overlap here with your trifecta.
Yeah, before I get into the trifecta, I want to remind everybody to go to sportsline.com. Jeff, Michelle Yu, who's big timing us today, and myself, we will have picks from each of the 7 stakes races tomorrow. Top 3 choices in each of those 7 races, including our best bet and long shot of the day. So definitely check out that grid. I have a trifecta for tomorrow, and I want to warn people that the takeout for the trifecta at Saratoga is a penal 24%. So you really do want to keep this as a very small portion of your overall budget for tomorrow. But as I said, I like Chief Wallaby. The other horse that I think has a great chance to win is Renegade, even though the pace might not set up from him. He always comes running with his late run. So it's a trifecta with the 3-4. Those two are the 3-4 over 2-3-4-8 and 2-3-4-8. The 2 is Power Shift, who we talked about, and the 8 is Emerging Market, lightly raced. He finished a little up the track in the Kentucky Derby, but he lost a shoe in the first turn, and he was a little too close to that pace. I don't think that's going to be a problem tomorrow. So if either Chief Wallaby or Renegade wins, 2-3-4-8 finishes second and third, then we're going to cash a trifecta tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to point out that you all also, our horse racing experts, live in the Sportsline Discord as well. So go over to sportsline.com/join if you're not already there. And once you are there, once you are a member, go to, what is it, discord.gg/sportsline. We'll get you into the Discord. I think we have about 30 seconds left. Jeff Hockman, real quick, is there an undercard, that horse that you just want to tell everybody about real quick?
Yeah, let's go to the Grade 3 True North Stakes. It's race 8. I like number 6, Bookham Dano, 2-1. Just play him to win. He's a true horse for course at Saratoga. 4-for-5 record at the Spa. He is the class of the field, in my opinion. I'm going to fade the morning line favorite, Bentornato.
All right. Don't fade Jeff Hockman. Don't fade Gene Menez. And don't fade Sportsline. Gentlemen, thank you very much for all the insight, all the analysis. Don't forget, you can catch the Early Edge morning show, 10 o'clock, every single Monday through Friday on the Sportsline YouTube channel. Make sure you're subscribed to that Sportsline YouTube channel, as we've got a lot of special stuff on that channel almost every single day. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy the Belmont. Enjoy UFC on Paramount+, and enjoy everything else from everybody at the Early Edge.